Welcome to Filtration Matters, the regular podcast from Bofa International, a world leader in portable fume and dust extraction. In this series, we'll be exploring how innovations in filtration and system design are helping to improve productivity across multiple industry sectors, including in laser, 3D printing, and electronics. Bofa experts talk about how advances in extraction technology are helping to optimize manufacturing processes and product quality, while at the same time contributing to a clean, healthy working environment. My guest today is Josh Evans, an application engineer with Bofa, who also heads up the Bofa Academy, providing training and information for Bofa staff and customers. In this podcast, he'll be going back to basics to help us understand the value to manufacturers of investing in filtration and fume extraction. Welcome, Josh. Before we dive into the topic, perhaps we can find out a little more about you and your role at Bofa.
Hi. Yeah, so as you've mentioned, I've been applications engineer since 2017. My background's in chemical engineering, so I use that expertise to deconstruct what is being given off by a customer's process, what might be harmful about it, and then determine which extraction is best suited for that process.
And so when we talk about fume and dust extraction for industrial processes, what exactly do we mean?
Yeah, so fume extraction is known by a few different names. It's fume extraction, dust extraction, local exhaust ventilation. What it means is capturing contaminants from a particular process, whether those be solid particles or a gas, passing them through a set of filters, and then either recirculating them back into the building or venting them outside of the building.
And what sort of processes are involved then? What sort of companies would consider or would actually need fume and dust extraction?
Almost all of them, to be honest. Whenever you're generating a product, you're going to be creating byproducts, things that you don't want. The key businesses for Bofa are the laser market. So laser coding, putting sell by dates and product tracking information onto food and drink, laser cutting, laser welding. But we also have a strong standing in the soldering market, printing, 3D printing, and mechanical processes.
And maybe we should cover just a little bit of background on Bofa itself. I mean, how does Bofa fit into this marketplace?
Well, Bofa started about 30 years ago, focusing primarily on the soldering market. As the business developed, we expanded into the laser market, printing, 3D printing. We focused primarily on filtering the air and recirculating it back into the workplace. However, most of our extraction systems also have the capacity to then vent outside of the building as well. We're very much a global business. We export about 90% of our extraction systems. So we supply into every market. So we're compatible with essentially every power supply. And customers are using our product as part of their health and safety programs to help them comply with local regulations around the world.
Now, you mentioned health and safety there. That's clearly a very important thing. But I also understand that filtration also has a role to play in productivity, which might surprise some people, actually. So how does that work?
Yeah, so we're involved a lot with these automated production lines. And as you can imagine, you've got lots of machinery moving, rollers, guiders. And if you've got particles building up, then those can get into that machinery, cause damage, increase downtime, increase cost to the business. On top of that, if we focus particularly on the laser market, if you've got particles being generated, it causes a scattering effect on the beam, which means that you're going to get less clear mark and therefore you're going to get more product rejections. And on top of that, if any of those particles get onto the laser lens, it can cause hot spots, which cause damage to the lens, which means more downtime, more replacement parts, and overall increased cost to the business.
And I guess if you're talking about, say, a canning line which uses laser, moving very quickly, how does filtration technology keep up with the speed of that line?
So the key thing with that is to make sure you're getting correctly specified airflow. to make sure that you're capturing the particles being generated. And on top of that, usually customers will use a nozzle to as their capture device. And getting the position of that is key. You want to make sure that you're downstream of the moving product so that the movement of the product pushes the fume into the capture device rather than pulling it away.
So how would a company optimize the value of their investment in fume and dust extraction technology?
One of the most useful tools would be our IQ system, and that's the control system inside the extractor. And one of the key features of our IQ system is the ability to download data. So you can plug in a USB stick, take a download, and you can see up to 3 months worth of data from your extraction system. And that's really useful. You can see where it's using up its capacity that may be using up filter life or reducing the effectiveness of your capture. And then also you can see how fast your filters are blocking, correspond that with your production rates, and then predictively change your filters so that you're not doing it during production, so you're doing it in planned downtime. And that's a great way of reducing cost to the business.
Okay, so let's dive deeper into some of the detail. What typically does an extraction system look like, and what does it do?
Okay, so all extraction systems will vary very slightly, but if we take the typical setup, everything starts at the capture, which is usually a nozzle, but it can be some other type of device. Probably the most overlooked aspect of extraction, but it's definitely the most important, because if you're not capturing the fume, it doesn't matter how good your filters are. So that's step one. You're then going to pass those captured fumes through some filters. Bofas typically work off three stages of filtration. You've got a pre-filter that will remove the bulk of the particles. Then you've got a HEPA filter, which stands for High Efficiency Particulate in Air. And that's a high efficiency particle filter. And then the final stage is an activated carbon filter, and that's there to absorb gases and vapors that might be generated by the process. Once it's gone through those stages of filtration, you'll have a fan that's creating the airflow and a control system to make sure that that airflow is being maintained. And then once it's been through all of that, you'll either pass it back into the workplace, known as recirculation, or you'll vent it outside of the building.
How does a business know the best setup for its individual circumstances?
This can be quite complicated. In some cases, it's straightforward, but that's why we have our Bofa engineers and we train our distributors and OEMs to help them understand what are the key factors and which extraction systems are best for their particular application.
And in the case of, say, 3D printing, how might that differ from, for, say, an electronics application?
So, well, all processes will start with a risk assessment. You need to understand what's being generated by your process and in what quantities. And that will help you determine which extraction system's best. In the case of 3D printing compared to other processes we deal with, one of the key things that's being highlighted in a lot of the research at the moment is the generation of nanoparticles. It's not fully understood the effect these can have on the human body, but it's important to make sure you're capturing them and filtering them correctly. So you want to make sure that you've got a good high-grade HEPA filter to help remove those. Other things to consider on 3D printing is often temperature is very important to preserve the quality of the product that you're making. So if you get your airflow too high, then this can cause accelerated cooling, which in turn can decrease the quality of your product. So getting that airflow set point correct for your process, particularly in 3D printing, is really important. In other processes, you can just use as much air as possible normally, and it doesn't really matter. But with 3D printing, it's really important to get that balance.
So, Josh, you mentioned earlier about how companies invest in portable extraction systems. Why would they do this over perhaps a centralized extraction system?
Yeah, it's a really good question. One of the key differences is in the name. So portable extraction systems can be moved around very easily, which is really useful if your process changes regularly. We have customers who are changing their process based on the season or depending on what customer order comes through their business. So having that flexibility is really important. The other key factor, which I think is very important, is a centralized system will typically be servicing several different extraction points, which means that you don't have as good a control over any individual extraction point. Whereas if you've got a smaller portable system like Bofa's, you're putting it onto a single process or maybe two, you get much better control and therefore much better capture of the fume.
And finally, Josh, I understand that you also head up the Bofa Academy. Perhaps you can explain something about the role of the Academy and who it is open to.
Often we find that people aren't as informed on extraction as maybe we'd like. So the Academy is there to help them better understand the Bofa product itself, how to service it correctly, how to change filters, and also the health, safety, and regulations that might be around some of our customers' process. So they can draw all of that knowledge together and they can implement our extraction systems more effectively.
Is the Academy something you have to pay for, and how do you access it?
So this is a free of charge service that we provide. If you go on to the Bofa website and sign up to our portal, you'll be able to register for different modules from the Academy there, which we run every couple of weeks. Also, if you log on to the portal, you'll be able to find videos on how to service our extraction systems. You can pick up data sheets for the extractors themselves, specifications sheets for the filters, and a whole bunch of other resources. So it's really worthwhile signing up to the online portal.
Our guest today has been Josh Evans. Many thanks, Josh, for your expert insights.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for listening. If you want to find out more about Bofa and the benefits of filtration and fume extraction, visit bofainternational.com, where you'll find lots of sector-specific information. You can also catch up on all our podcast content by visiting bofainternational.com/podcast.